If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
And I hope you go to the Raven Theater to see this show, because it is a really good show. Tara Mallon is here from the Raven Theater, from Rivendell Theater as well. Tara, hi.
Hi, Steve.
The show is called Gorgeous, and, you know, it's very difficult to do a show with three. And this show only stars three. You, one other, and a dog named Gorgeous. Tell us about the show.
The show is the world premiere of a new play written by Keiko Green, who's an amazing playwright who's sort of taking the country by storm right now. And we were lucky enough that Keiko entrusted us with this play. I'm the artistic director at Rivendell Theater Ensemble, and Sarah Slight, who's the artistic director at Raven Theater, and I workshopped it last summer, and we fell in love with it, and we decided we wanted to do a co-production. We're doing it at Raven because it's a bigger house, but it's everything else is, you know, 50-50 split. The play is the story of a young woman named Jenny who is suffering from some grief. She's just lost her partner, and then this woman who we don't know who she is, named Bernie, appears in her garage, and they begin to develop a relationship that's based on, you know, it's pretty fraught, and they're, I want to call them frenemies, and they begin to get to know each other, and in the middle of it is this dog named Gorgeous. Gorgeous makes a cameo appearance at the end. Her character is developed through what we say about her throughout the play, and then the audience gets the special treat of actually meeting Gorgeous at the very end of the play in a brief cameo performance. But the play is really looking at this young Asian-American, Japanese-American woman who grew up in the South and the assumptions that people make about other people based on how they look. And at the end of the day, what we learn, I hope, through the play is that we're all way more alike than we are not. And that these two women find their way through to a very sort of peaceful place.
I also think we ought to shout out Stephanie Shum. I hope I am pronouncing that right.
Who Shum. Plays? Yeah, Shum.
Shum. Mm-hmm. I apologize for that, but make no apologies for her performance as well. Which is,
she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is. But of course, the star of the show, as you point out, is the dog. And there's one other point I think to the show, and that is what dogs mean to us. And
absolutely,
ultimately,
that is a big thread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, congratulations to you, my friend. You are very hot. Sundance Film Festival. you are the queen of the film festival for your work in a film that I believe won a couple of awards there in 2024 called Ghostlight.
Yes. Yeah, I was lucky enough to play alongside my real-life husband, Keith Kupfer, and my real-life daughter, Catherine Mallon Kupfer, in Kelly O'Sullivan and Alex Thompson's love letter to the Chicago theater community in a beautiful film called Ghostlight. It's still playing. It just premiered in Paris and in Spain, and it's won awards all across the festival circuit across the country. And then it opened last June, and it played in 500 theaters across the country. So it's been really whirlwind and such a exciting opportunity to be a part of this film alongside my family, you know, and get to bring our real lives to the screen was really exciting.
So how did it work out? I mean, you end up, and is it a good thing? Nepotism can be or not, you tell me, whether working with both your husband and your daughter.
And my daughter.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. Well, Kelly, who wrote the film, then co-directed it with her partner, Alex, had played my husband's daughter in a beautiful play at American Theater Company called The Humans about 11 years ago. And then during the pandemic, she wrote Ghostlight, and she wrote it for Keith. So he was always going to be a part of it. And then my daughter, after he mentioned it to us, my daughter said, Dad, there's a 15-year-old kid in it, and you happen to have a 15-year-old kid who's an actor. Are you going to say something? And he finally got the gumption up to mention it, and they did a reading with her. And then the casting director, who's also a very dear friend of ours, said, you wrote the role for Keith, but what you didn't realize is you wrote it for Catherine and Tara as well. And so they met with me and they ended up casting me. But that wasn't the plan. Catherine and I were not in the original plan. It was just Keith. But it was what a magnificent experience. And then Catherine and I got to be in Kelly and Alex's next film. We were down there in Arkansas in September and October filming a new film that I can say out loud now because it was just out in Variety. It's a movie called Mouse. And my daughter stars in it with Sophie Okonedo, who was nominated for an Oscar for her performance in Hotel Rwanda and has won Tonys. And
yeah.
So I'm really exciting to get to see that. I think it'll be coming out hopefully in the fall.
Look at you. I'm quoting Variety. I'm saying, you know what, though? I am really hoping that somehow, some way, Gorgeous, which, by the way, you can see for a couple of more weeks at the Raven.
Yeah, June 7th.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Raven Theater is North Clark Street.
I think Granville.
Okay. Rogers Park neighborhood, I think.
Yep. Yes.
And what is the website?
Well, I can tell you, Rivendell, it's all on Rivendell, because I'm the artistic director,
okay.
I know that. It's Rivendell Theater, Rivendell, theaterre.org. And I think it's raventheater.org.
I think so, yeah. So yeah. Let me ask you a question about that. So you are the founder and artistic director of at Rivendell. You're cooperating here. This is in conjunction with the Raven Theater. There's more and more of that going on. Why do you think that is?
Well, Chicago has always been a magnificent theater community where the artists, there's a lot of crossover. And that is kind of what makes it the best theater community in the country. And I think post-pandemic, coming back to producing when things are just more expensive and so fewer people are in the field, it makes sense to collaborate and to share resources. Sarah, who's the artistic director at Raven, is also a company member at Rivendell. So we've been longtime collaborators. And then, you know, the director of the project, the magnificent Kirsten Fitzgerald, is the artistic director down at A Red Orchid. And Stephanie Shum is also works at A Red Orchid. She does marketing and development there. So really, it's a tri-production.
I'm confused by the whole thing, but it sounds very incestuous. By the way, it is Raven Theater, RE.com. I wish we had more time. The show is great. Tara, thank you so much for a great evening.
Thank you, Steve.